This is WVOX at 1460 for Green Haven, Fox Meadow, and Larchmont Manor.
This is AJC Live, the show that presents global issues of concern to the American Jewish community. My name is Scott Richman. I'm honored to be the regional director for AJC and your host for this radio show focused on the work of AJC both here and around the globe. My office is in White Plains and covers Westchester and Fairfield counties. However, AJC is a global organization headquartered in New York City with dozens of offices around the world. AJC Live is broadcast on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month from 11 to 12 and brings to you worldwide experts, passionate volunteers, and valued partners. WVOX is the voice of the people. Share your thoughts on these issues by calling 914-636-0110. Our show's theme music is a song called Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu. It expresses a hope that peace will come. After the horrific acts of terrorism last week in France, that is a more important message than ever. Among other things, last week's tragedy brings into focus the religious divisions that exist in our world. My guest this week is the expert on interreligious and intergroup relations for AJC, Rabbi Noam Marins. In that capacity, he oversees national interfaith outreach, dialogue, and advocacy. In his multi-faith work, Rabbi Marins develops and strengthens relationships with a wide variety of religious groups to enhance mutual understanding, freedom of religious expression, and support for the State of Israel and Middle East peace. Before his move to AJC for 16 years, he served as the rabbi of Temple Israel in Ridgewood, New Jersey, and was past president of the Bergen County Board of Rabbis. Rabbi Marins has spoken many times in Westchester, most recently at the annual Thanksgiving Diversity Breakfast at Manhattanville College. It is an honor for me to bring such an esteemed colleague to the listening audience today. Welcome, Noam.
My pleasure to be here.
Our topic today is Catholic-Jewish relations in 2015, the 50th anniversary since the famous Nostra Aetate. But before we get to that, with your background in interfaith work, I have to ask you to reflect a little bit on what has happened in France.
We gathered this week at AJC in our international headquarters, and regions gathered, and I know that we'll be gathering in Westchester as well to reflect on the horrific events of the past week in France. But for the Jewish community, and now hopefully for the world community, these are not new events. The Jewish community in France and elsewhere has been the victim of radical Islam during recent years, and this is a serious challenge not only for the Jewish community, but for all people of goodwill. And we are hoping that these horrific events, these tragic loss of life, where Jews were killed because they were Jews, where journalists were killed because they were journalists, where police were killed because they were police, that this is a wake-up call for all of us, that in addition to all the positive work that we do in engaging in interfaith relations, we need to be serious about countering those who will pervert religion and use it as a tool of evil and not of good. And certainly that's what we're encountering with radical Islam today.
Certainly AJC has been out there saying that this has to be a wake-up call for France, maybe even for Europe. You know, we see that Charlie Hebdo, the publication where the terrorist attacked, they've just published their next issue. And their next issue has on the front cover a cartoon of Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad. And he is he's saying, "Je suis Charlie." I am Charlie. What's become the hashtag or the tagline of those who oppose the terrorist incident. And he's crying, and he's saying that he forgives. This has been called a provocation by the Muslim world, or many in the Muslim world. You know, you're the expert. You're the expert on interreligious affairs. I want to hear from you before we move on to our topic today. What do you think of this? Is it a provocation?
Well, we at AJC, and hopefully no one in the Jewish community, the representative Jewish community, would incite in this way and attack religion or satire religion in that way. But we also have a full-throated commitment to freedom of expression, which is a basic element of Western pluralist democracies and is essential. Just as there are martyrs for the Jewish people, there are martyrs for freedom of expression. We can espouse respect as an interreligious organization and understand the challenge, but also protect the rights of those who express themselves.
Right. I guess the idea here is we would not do that, but we would defend your right to do it. This is AJC Live on WVOX 1460 AM, and I'm Scott Richmond, the local director for AJC. Rabbi Noam Marins is my guest today. He is director of interreligious and intergroup relations for AJC. We welcome your phone calls at 914-636-0110. We were speaking about the tragedy in France, and I really think we could devote a whole show to this. I want to move on to the topic of today's show, Catholic-Jewish relations in 2015, the 50th anniversary since the famous Nostra Aetate. What was Nostra Aetate? I have to believe that many in our listening audience don't even know what it is, which of course is probably part of the success of Nostra Aetate. Tell us what it was, what it is.
Well, Nostra Aetate, that's Latin for in our time, is the most important document of interreligious relations in the history of the Jewish people, and arguably in all conversations, because it reflects a moment in time, specifically October 28th, 1965, when it was promulgated by Pope Paul VI, in which the Catholic Church opened the door to religious pluralism and stated clearly its antagonism towards anti-Semitism, its rejection of the deicide charge in which Jews had historically been accused as collectively Christ killers or killers of God or killers of Jesus. It affirmed the ongoing covenant of God with the Jewish people and rejected the teaching of the church that the Jews were accursed because of their lack of embrace of Jesus as Messiah. Why is this such a big deal? Because it turned around two millennia of enmity, of animosity from the Catholic Church, from Christendom, directed towards Jews, which had led ultimately to violence against Jews, and the nadir of that violence, of course, the Shoah, the Holocaust. For a religious body to turn around in that way through self-reflection in the post-Shoah, in the post-Holocaust era, has been a transformative act, not only in Catholic-Jewish relations, but in the way that it was mirrored by so many others.
Obviously very significant. Before we move on, we have a phone call. We have Elliot on the line. Welcome, Elliot.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Rabbi. How are you today?
That sounds like Elliot Forsheimer, the director of the Westchester Jewish Council.
Hi, Elliot.
Hi to you both. A quick question of some inspiration which you might be able to share with us. We're about to come upon the Martin Luther King Jr. weekend, which is a weekend of hope, of peace, of unity. How can we take this weekend, whether it's in a church or a mosque or a synagogue, and turn it into a weekend of unity in response to the horrible events which we've experienced over the last few weeks and even months. So I turn it over to you guys to enlighten us, as always.
Okay, so thank you, Elliot. Very good question. We're coming up on Martin Luther King. Before I let our guest, Rabbi Noam Marins, answer that, I think we're coming up to a break. Again, this is AJC Live on WVOX 1460 AM, and I am Scott Richmond, the local director for AJC. Rabbi Noam Marins is my guest today, and when we come back from the break, Rabbi Marins will reflect a bit on Martin Luther King and how we look towards unity in the wake of what happened in France last week. We welcome your phone calls at 914-636-0110. Salam, 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 aleinu ve'al kol ha'olam, salam, salam. Yavo shalom aleinu, od yavo shalom aleinu, yavo shalom aleinu.
Business news at 20 minutes past the hour, every hour. Here's the latest update from the Fox Business Network on WVOX Worldwide.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks remain in the red following some discouraging news on the economy and a weaker forecast for global growth. Retail sales fell more than expected in December, down 0.9% from November. And the World Bank expects the global economy to expand 3% in 2015. That's down from its earlier forecast of 3.4%. The news is weighing on the price of copper, which is down sharply. At about 11 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Industrials are down 174 points. JP Morgan Chase is the biggest drag on the Dow this morning. Shares are down 4% after the bank's fourth quarter earnings of $1.19 a share missed the estimate by a wide margin. Revenue of $23.6 billion also fell short of the forecast. But GameStop is a winner today. The video game retailer says same-store sales rose 4.4% in December compared to a year ago. That's driven by higher demand for games. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jolene Kent.
Are you looking for an innovative company that is poised to rapidly transform the banking industry? Check out our spotlight company, Axiologix, ticker symbol AXLX. Everyone is talking about mobile payments, which are now featured in all new smartphones. Axiologix provides groundbreaking cloud banking services, such as peer-to-peer payments, merchant services, and international fund transfers with a simple mobile click. To find out more, ask your broker or search Axiologix, ticker symbol AXLX. That's AXLX. Past performance is not indicative of future results. For full disclaimer, visit VantageMediaCo.com. AXLX.
You're listening to America's great community radio station from Westchester, the Golden Apple. This is WVOX Worldwide, AM 1460 and WVOX.com. WVOX.
This is AJC Live on WVOX 1460 AM. I'm Scott Richmond, the local director for AJC. Rabbi Noam Marins is my guest today. He's AJC's Director of Interreligious and Intergroup Relations. And just before the break, we heard from Elliot Forsheimer, the director of the Westchester Jewish Council, who, by the way, is being honored next week at their gala on Saturday evening. Quick commercial plug. He asked a very important question. We're coming up on Martin Luther King holiday. Martin Luther King, obviously, an individual who fought for civil rights, for tolerance, a message that is always very important, but perhaps even more important in the wake of what just happened in Europe. Rabbi Marins, can you reflect a bit on Dr. King's message and what he would say to us today if he were here?
And how wonderful it is that Selma, the movie, premiered a few weeks ago. I was fortunate to see it already, and I encourage people to see it and to take their children because it reflects the spirit of Martin Luther King and the optimism and the hope that we can take a very challenging situation and transform it for the better. And that even though we have not yet reached our goal, we have made enormous progress. And for the Jewish community, it particularly resonates because the Jewish community was so involved in civil rights and took a leadership role. And of course, one of the iconic photos of American Jewish history, perhaps the most iconic photo, is Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel walking hand in hand with Martin Luther King and others during the famous march, which is in part portrayed in the movie. When Heschel walked, he used to say, "I felt like my feet were praying." So AJC and the Jewish community's commitment to these issues is longstanding, and it is the model by which we can overcome decades, centuries of animosity and ill will.
Very important. You know what? Just before the break and before the question, we were talking about Nostra Aetate, and clearly Nostra Aetate is an example of this overcoming ill will and promoting tolerance. I think we can segue back to that. You were describing what an important landmark change this was, perhaps the biggest change in interreligious relations ever, or in 2,000 years. Tell us a bit about AJC's role. I know AJC was involved in Nostra Aetate. Tell us a bit about their role.
Speaking of Heschel, Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel was brought into the process, into the thinking that went behind Nostra Aetate by AJC, by his student, Rabbi Mark Tannenbaum, my legendary predecessor during the 1960s. And there's a photograph of a 1963 encounter of Cardinal Augustine Bea, who was the Pope's designee to shepherd this process of many drafts and many debates. This all came out of the Second Vatican Council, which was a transformative moment for the Catholic Church. And part of that was this document, Nostra Aetate, which of course has had a great impact on Catholic-Jewish relations and is best known to the Jewish people from the Second Vatican Council. But for Catholics, the Second Vatican Council was about many different types of revolutions in the way Catholics relate to their church, etc. Heschel wrote a memorandum to the Catholic Church that was widely disseminated and is available on AJC archives, for example, and has been well documented, in addition to two other memoranda that AJC wrote during this process of evolution of Nostra Aetate during the Second Vatican Council. The photographs of AJC's engagement on this in New York and elsewhere in Rome, and the presence of AJC staff at the deliberations, is a remarkable testimony to AJC's premier role in interreligious relations, not just now, but for decades, for nearly the entire history of AJC since 1906, when we were founded.
This really does seem like a sea change. I have to ask, I mean, Rabbi Marins and I are probably around the same age. Catholic-Jewish relations seem fairly normative to me at the moment. What was it like before Nostra Aetate? How much different was it?
Well, we really are. I'm in my mid-50s. You're a little bit younger, Scott.
Okay.
we really are, particularly for Jews in America, where the advances of Catholic-Jewish relations have played out the most fully. Why? Because the American Jewish community is the largest Jewish community in the diaspora, and it makes up 41-42% of world Jewry, and 42-43% are in Israel, where interfaith relations maybe should be more critical, but are not as critical. It's, after all, the Jewish state. We here in the United States live side by side with Christians, and Catholics and Jews live side by side, and they developed relationships over time. So for our parents and grandparents, the idea that We have a pope today, Pope Francis, whose best friend is a rabbi and who wrote only one book before he was pope and was co-authored with a rabbi, Rabbi Abraham Skorka of Buenos Aires, of Argentina, a pope who is a post Nostra Aetate pope in the real sense because he grew up with Jews and rose through the church and having Jewish relationships. You know, tell this to my grandparents and they wouldn't believe it because they and we live in the shadow of the Holocaust and the complicity of Christendom in that, either directly or standing by or creating the ground upon which Nazism could pervert Western civilization in that way. This is a revolution, and it's a matter of security for the Jewish people because religiously motivated Christian anti-Judaism is not normative today like it was. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist at the margins, but it's not really as powerful as it was. It's been rejected not only by Catholicism, but by other denominations as well.
Thank you very much. We're appreciating Nostra Aetate and the sea change that it brought in Catholic-Jewish relations. We're going to take a break. This is AJC Live on WVOX 1460 AM. I am Scott Richmond, the local director for AJC, and Rabbi Noam Marins is my guest. He's AJC's Director of Interreligious and Intergroup Relations. We welcome your phone calls at 914-636-0110.
World and national news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. The president of France is sending an aircraft carrier to the Middle East to step up the fight against the Islamic State terrorist group in Iraq. It's Al-Qaeda claiming responsibility for the terrorist attack on a newspaper in Paris.
In a video posted online that can't be verified, Al-Qaeda's Nasser bin Ali al-Ansi saying the shooting was revenge after Charlie Hebdo printed cartoons of Islam's prophet Muhammad. He also promises that more attacks will follow.
Fox News Radio, Simon Owen. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 253 points.
The Commerce Department says retail sales fell 0.9% in December, the largest decline since last January. Stagnant wages may be to blame for the sales slump. Average hourly pay went down last month and only rose 1.7% last year, just slightly ahead of the rate of inflation.
Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland. Fox News, we report. You decide.
One of the most important things our local WVOX radio station is known for is to alert and inform our many loyal listeners about schools, churches, temples, meetings, after-school activities delayed or canceled when snow and ice storms arrive. These announcements are the kind of information everyone in Westchester needs to hear about right here on 1460 AM. Official, all-important, informative, and informational storm announcements, and they are being made possible through the generosity of New Rochelle Chevrolet at 291 Main Street, right here in New Rochelle. New Rochelle Chevrolet is a superb Chevrolet dealership, always friendly and welcoming to their customers, helping them get in on really good deals because they know that Westchester shoppers deserve the best. And the staff at New Rochelle Chevrolet, with Frank Endres at the helm, only want the best for their customers. New Rochelle Chevrolet will be informing you as to what is closed on those snowy, wintry days because they have been named the exclusive sponsor of WVOX's Storm Alert. Thank you, New Rochelle Chevrolet, for bringing these reports to the WVOX listeners.
And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Our weather forecast for today, slight chance of some snow flurries for the morning hours. Mostly cloudy for your Wednesday, or highs today between 25 and 30. Winds will be out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, cloudy. Then becoming partly cloudy overnight. Nighttime lows down to 26. It'll be mostly sunny on Thursday. Thursday's highs in the lower 30s, partly cloudy at night, 25. Friday, mostly sunny, 36. Saturday, mostly sunny, a little bit colder, a highs near 30. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for WVOX Worldwide, WVIPHD.
You're listening to Westchester's Great Community Forum from Westchester, the Golden Apple. This is 1460 WVOX.
This is AJC Live on WVOX 1460 AM, and I'm Scott Richmond, the local director for AJC. Rabbi Noam Marins is my guest today. He's AJC's Director of Interreligious and Intergroup Relations. We welcome your phone calls at 914-636-0110. Speaking of phone calls, we have Dr. Elena Precario Foley on the line. Elena, are you with us?
Yes.
Great. Dr. Elena Precario Foley is our very valued partner at Iona College. She can talk about her background, but we've done a lot of work with her over the years. We have a twice-yearly program called Shared Roots, Divergent Paths, where we look at different issues from both the Catholic and Jewish perspective and other programs, the Thanksgiving Diversity Breakfast. Welcome, Elena.
Thank you. Great to someone who teaches the Second Vatican Council to young people in their late 20s. It's always great to turn on the radio and hear someone talking about the Second Vatican Council, especially someone who's not from within the Catholic tradition. So thanks, Rabbi Marins. I thought the listeners in a program might like to hear how Nostra Aetate is brought home locally. And also, if you don't mind, I might add, I don't think I've heard the name after the legislation said, no in our time, the full...
Elena, your phone is sort of going in and out.
I'm on a... Why? Can you hear me?
No, it's going in and out. Maybe if you want to... On a call back on a different phone, we'll welcome your comments then.
Okay.
Okay, while we're waiting for Elena, I will move on to another issue. You know, Rabbi Marins, you spoke about the popes and that we have a pope today who has a Jewish friend, a very good Jewish friend. Tell us a bit about the popes since Nostra Aetate. Have you met? Have you met Pope Francis? Have you met any of the other popes? Tell us a bit about their relations with the Jewish community.
I have participated in two audiences, AJC audiences, with Pope Francis, most notably this past February, where we had a delegation of 50 that went to the Vatican and to Rome, and we were able to have a wonderful exchange with him and present him with a gift. Popes have played the most essential role in developing Catholic-Jewish relations, beginning with John the 23rd, who during World War II was a righteous Gentile who saved scores of Jews by issuing false baptism certificates. He was a consul or a nuncio, the representative of the Catholic Church in different capitals. So he played a very critical role. And then he was the pope who founded the Second Vatican Council and directed Cardinal Bea to move the church along and produce a document that would enable that. And I mentioned Pope Paul VI, who promulgated it. John the 23rd did not live to see it. But it was the popes, beginning with John Paul II, followed by Benedict XVI, and now Pope Francis, who understood the important of the gesture, how to take the words of Nostra Aetate and make them living by going on bended knee to the sites of the Shoah, by being the first popes to visit synagogues, by being the first popes to make state visits to the state of Israel, by establishing diplomatic relations with Israel, in addition to all of the guidelines that they gave on how to make the Nostra Aetate document, a living document for the Catholic people in preaching and teaching, in educating, which I think Elena was about to speak about when we had to reestablish the connection on the phone.
Just a quick commercial announcement, too. As we're talking about the popes, we have movie at this year's Jewish Film Festival at the Jacob Burns Film Center called The Jewish Cardinal. It's a movie that really brings to life Pope John Paul II, and a cardinal who was born Jewish, but ultimately he converted to Catholicism and ultimately rose to become cardinal. That will be on April 20th with Rabbi Maron's predecessor, Jim Rudin, who will be speaking following the film. So mark your calendars. Do we have Elena back on the phone? Okay. I think we don't. So we're going to, yes. Okay. We have Elena back on the phone. Elena?
Yes.
Okay.
Better?
Much better. So you were talking about the impact locally of Nostra Aetate and the Second Vatican Council?
Yes. So, hopefully many viewers, listeners know, but if they don't, back in the mid-90s, a donor of the Jewish tradition granted Iona a fund in order to enact, essentially, the mandates of Nostra Aetate. It started a program in Jewish Catholic Studies, which I happen to head up, but we do education around all the issues that Rabbi Maron's was talking about earlier. Fighting against anti-Semitism, teaching about the historical embeddedness of Christianity in Judaism. So he talked about the ongoing covenant. Christians, Catholics, need to learn about the fact, the very simple fact, that gets forgotten, that Jesus was Jewish. So what's the historical relationship between these traditions? And so we run potentially 8 to 9 programs a year, open to the public, free, about all sorts of issues. And you mentioned our wonderful flagship program, Shared Roots, Divergent Paths, and we are coming up on our 30th such seminar later this year in May.
It's really amazing.
And it is, and we have discussed everything from Jewish and Christians' perceptions of Jesus in the first century and the 21st century to bioethics, Jewish and Christian perspectives on end-of-life issues, immigration, intermarriage, the state of Jewish-Christian relationships now, and everything else in between, prayer in a time of crisis, as I say, 30 such programs. And that's just the programs between Iona and the AJC. We sponsor programs with other institutions as well. We, as a Catholic college, are, I think, past 30 years. This preceded my particular program, but Iona College, for, let's just say, around number 30 years, has had an annual Shoah commemoration in the spring.
Yes, and I know you take a group to Auschwitz every year as well in March.
Yes, in 2 months I will take my 6th group, 15 students. We will study the Holocaust at Auschwitz. We will study the relationship between Judaism and Christianity historically and how the negative attitudes of Christians pre-Nostra Aetate have factored into the success of Hitler's diabolical plan. And that's an eye-opener for students. And I take all sorts of students, Christians and atheists and Hindus and everyone in between as well. So this program benefits all of our students.
That's great, Elena. And thank you so much for calling in. Elena made reference to the Shared Roots Divergent Paths program, as did I. A quick commercial announcement on May 5th. Is that right, Elena?
Yes.
May 5th is our next program, and this time we'll focus on something which we know is of great importance to both traditions, how we pass on our traditions to the next generation. Elena, remind me of the speakers.
Dr. Harold Terrell from Fordham University and Dr. Jacob, oh, you just caught me. Ben Jacobs, there it is. Dr. Ben Jacobs from New York University, both experts in developmental, adolescent development, and religious education. So, yes, it's a very important topic, handing on the faith, our traditions in a pluralistic world. So free and open to the public, 7:30 p.m. on May 5th at Iona.
That's great, and certainly a forward-looking topic. When we come back from our break, we will look towards the future now that we're 50 years on after Nostra Aetate. Just before we have a break, I want to ask Rabbi Marins if he wants to comment for a few seconds on Elena's words.
Well, thank you, Elena. We couldn't have a better partner in Catholic-Jewish relations than you.
Thank you.
And, of course, Elena, among the other things that you are involved in, you are an alumna of the Christian Leadership Initiative, in which Christian scholars study under AJC and Shalom Hartman Institute in Jerusalem auspices one summer, distance learning the following summer, and we'll all be together, the alumni. There are some 59 alumni, a good part of them will be together at a retreat later this month in Florida. So thank you, Elena, for your leadership in that and our many partnerships.
Thank you.
This is AJC Live on WVOX 1460 AM. I'm Scott Richmond, the local director for AJC. Rabbi Noam Marins is my guest today. He's AJC's interreligious and intergroup relations director. We welcome your phone calls at 914-636-0110. When we come back from the break, we will ask Rabbi Marins about Nostra Aetate celebrations for this year, and we look to the future.
With world and national news three times an hour, here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The House on track to undo the president's actions on immigration reform, passing the amendment to a spending bill for the Department of Homeland Security. That amendment would have protected immigrants who came to this country illegally as kids.
Virginia Republican Bob Goodlatte.
These actions flout the United States Constitution.
North Carolina Democrat David Price questioned whether Homeland Security employees would have to work without pay.
The vast majority of DHS employees are considered essential.
The bill faces an uncertain future in the Senate.
Fox Radio's Rachel Sutherland. France sending an aircraft carrier to the Mideast to help in the fight against ISIS. And we're learning some of the lineup this June for the 2015 Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival. Mumford & Sons, Billy Joel, and Kendrick Lamar, just some of the artists performing during the four-day event in Tennessee. Fox News. We report. You decide.
There's more to Fox News Radio than meets the ear. Go behind the headlines and join the conversation on the hottest stories of the day on the Fox News Radio Facebook page. Be a part of the Fox News Radio Facebook fan community. Post comments and tell us your opinions. See behind-the-scenes photos and videos and post your reactions to the stories that matter to you. Click the like button on Facebook and connect with breaking news and features like Fox in the Fast Lane, House Call for Help, and more. Go to Facebook.com/Fox News Radio.
Weeknights, we're busting out a brand new lineup. First, market fraud, government abuse, corruption. At 5, nothing's off limits on Money with Melissa Francis. Then, from bloated bank fees to consumer scams. At 6, Jerry's exposing the issues impacting your wallet. Plus, get smart market insight and trusted analysis you won't find anywhere else. At 7, Lou Dobbs is all business. And the first and last name in business, Cavuto. Shedding light on the biggest stories making headlines at 8. Only on the Fox Business Network, giving you the power to prosper.
What's new at New Rochelle Chevrolet? Our brand new commercial truck division. So whether you're a landscape professional, electrician, contractor, or in need of passenger vans for your organization, New Rochelle Chevrolet can help you make the right vehicle choice for your business. New Rochelle Chevrolet has become your go-to dealer in Westchester for all your truck needs. From crossovers to pickups to dump trucks, New Rochelle Chevrolet has it all and true professionals to make sure you get the right truck for the job. At New Rochelle Chevrolet, we know that your priority is your business and our priority is you. When you become a part of our commercial family, we will make it our job to make sure your business vehicles are serviced properly. That's why your company will have its very own service concierge, dedicated to making sure your vehicles get what they need with the least amount of downtime possible. New Rochelle Chevrolet Commercial Truck Division. Your priority is business. Our priority is you. New Rochelle Chevrolet, 291 Main Street, New Rochelle. Online at newrochellechevyny.com.
Your friends at Comprehensive Insurance Broker would like to take time out to wish their employers, customers, and listeners a safe and happy new year by reminding all drivers to drive safely. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. Stay alive. This message courtesy of Comprehensive Insurance Broker at 201 Wolf's Lane in Pelham. Trust her years of experience for all your insurance needs. Call Comprehensive Insurance Broker at 914-738-1900.
This is WVOX at 1460 for Sunny Ridge, Murray Hill, and the Country Club section in the Bronx.
WVOX.
This is AJC live on WVOX 1460 AM. I'm Scott Richmond, the local director for AJC. Rabbi Noam Marantz is my guest today. He's AJC's director of interreligious and intergroup relations. We were talking about looking towards the future. I know that there are a lot of commemorations, celebrations, really. 50 years since the Second Vatican Council, since Nostra Aetate. Tell us, Rabbi Marantz, a bit about what we have to look forward to this year as we celebrate this real milestone, landmark, really.
Well, if I had one overriding message about celebration, it would be that Catholics and Jews should become familiar with Nostra Aetate. They should read it. It's a very brief document. It's available easily by Googling it online. The paragraph regarding the Jews is only 700 or some odd words. The whole document is only several thousand words. So this is an easy do for Catholics and Jews to read the document and become knowledgeable about it. AJC is committed to Hakarat HaTov, to recognition of good which has been done. And therefore, we are taking seriously our celebration and commemoration of Nostra Aetate. The main event, which probably is the largest event arguably in the world. I'm not absolutely certain, but certainly in a Jewish venue, thousands of people at AJC's Global Forum in June 7th through 9th. There will be a segment there celebrating Nostra Aetate with a high-level Catholic representative, the premiere of a video, a publication, a display. In addition to that, in May, there is a conference in Washington sponsored by Catholic University of America, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, where Cardinal Dolan, among others, the cardinal of the Archdiocese here in New York.
And a good friend of yours, I know.
A good friend. We'll come back to that in a moment. He's the keynote, and I will be the Jewish respondent to that presentation. You mentioned Cardinal Dolan. I was privileged to be with Cardinal Dolan at the Oberammergau Passion Play in Bavaria, Germany, which was the quintessential anti-Jewish passion play, which as a result of the Nostra Aetate process has improved dramatically. Nothing is perfect yet, but we were there together having a spiritual experience, and I was privileged to be in Rome when he was elevated to cardinal.
That's great. I also know that we're going to have some local events here, certainly partnering with Dr. Elena Precario Foley at Iona College, who called in before to really celebrate this milestone. We have a couple of phone calls on the line. You've definitely stimulated a conversation here. So we have Dave first. Dave, welcome to AJC Live. Okay, I think we're having trouble with Dave on the phone. Let's go to the second phone caller.
Hello?
Yeah, welcome, Jim, to AJC Live.
Hey, I just want to commend you. This is Jim Collard from Habitat, and I'm blessed that we have so many people from Kids Do Mitzvah projects, and I've had Israel Aid work with me, and in the Catholic tradition, we've had many Catholic colleges, and we call it the Theology of the Hammer, and excitingly, in honor of Pope Francis this year, we are building a house in his honor, and we hope to dedicate it in September when he comes to New York. So we welcome all our Jewish brothers and sisters to come build with us, which we have many. In honor of Dr. King, we have Temple Israel volunteering this Monday. And just I commend, you know, ignorance is not bliss, as you know, and we all grow up in our own traditions, and many of us never learn about the other traditions. So if all the religions of the world worked together, then everyone would have a home and there'd be a lot more peace. So just commend your show, and it's exciting to hear it and listen to it.
All I can say to that is amen. We have one more phone caller. I'm going to take that, and then we will move on and conclude the show. Who do we have? Who do we have? Yep.
I'm back.
Yeah, welcome back. Oh, it's Dave again?
Yeah, I don't know what Nostra Aetate is. Hello?
Yeah, I'm not understanding.
Nostra Aetate. You're talking about Nostra Aetate? Nostra with the Pope and the Nostra Aetate? That's what I heard on the radio. You've been talking about
yes,
the show.
What is your
what
comment?
Does that mean?
What is your comment about it? It's in our.
I don't know what it is. Okay. What is it?
Okay, so Rabbi Marin's described it earlier. It's a landmark document that that changed the relationship between between Catholics and Jews. Do you have a comment about that
when
subject?
When was the document written?
I'm going to move on from this call because it's covering topics that we already discussed, but this is the 50th anniversary of Nostra Aetate, a real landmark year. I need to, first of all, thank Rabbi Noam Marins very, very much for joining me in the studio today for a very important discussion on Catholic-Jewish relations, how far we've come, and how we should really celebrate this year, a great, great milestone, 50 years since the Second Vatican Council and the writing of Nostra Aetate. You're really a wealth of important information, and I know that we just scratched the surface in terms of your work, your interreligious work, and intergroup work. I hope that you'll be able to join us again in the future for another conversation on many other areas of work that you deal with. This program will be podcasted and available on the AJC Westchester Fairfield website if you wish to listen to it again or pass it along to others. The website is www.ajc.org/Westfair, WESTFAIR. Our next show will be on Wednesday, January 28th, 2 weeks from today, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., when I will be bringing some of our valued interfaith partners into the studio with me to reflect on the tragedy in France. We're planning an interfaith memorial service with this group on Sunday, February 8th at 7 p.m. at the French American School at their campus in Larchmont, obviously very appropriate. This will be on the occasion of the end of the traditional 30-day mourning period, Jewish 30-day mourning period. We held a similar event this past summer during the Gaza conflict. We'll also be hosting a major event this Tuesday night, January 20th, at Temple Israel Center in White Plains at 7:30 that is open to the public. It will be entitled Terrorism in France, the Future of European Jewry and Where We Go From Here. It will feature AJC National Director David Harris and Jane Braden-Golay. Jane is the president of the European Union of Jewish Students, and she will be in New York to address the United Nations on the issue of anti-Semitism 2 days later. UN Ambassador Samantha Power personally invited Jane to speak to the General Assembly, to both ambassadors and civil rights leaders following the first ever UN General Assembly meeting on the rise of anti-Semitism and anti-Semitic violence worldwide. It was planned long before the recent incidents. I look forward to seeing many of you on Tuesday night at Temple Israel Center in White Plains. It's going to be a very important community-wide event as we try to look forward from this terrible tragedy. AJC is not only about education, it's also about activism. Individually, we can educate ourselves and be active in small ways. Together, through AJC, we have a platform for making a real difference. We're 175,000 members and supporters who together can have a real impact. Start by attending our local events, some of which I just mentioned. Sign up for our mailing list at our website, www.ajc.org/Westfair, WESTFAIR. For those of you on Facebook, please like the AJC Westchester Facebook page. Once you do, you'll see multiple posts a day. Like those posts so that they'll have greater visibility. That's the way that the Facebook algorithm works. Comment on those posts so that you can join the conversation and share those posts so that your friends will be exposed to those issues. Facebook is a hugely empowering tool in this marketplace of ideas. And that wraps up this episode of AJC Live. Thank you again to my guest on today's show, Rabbi Noam Marins, AJC's Director of Interreligious and Intergroup Relations. We'll be back in 2 weeks on January 28th with a group of interfaith leaders from the area. In the meantime, I wish you all a very meaningful and impactful Martin Luther King holiday weekend. And of course, in keeping with the theme song, I wish you all peace. Shalom.
America's quintessential community station, AM 1460 WVOX and WVIP HD3 New Rochelle.